live from the studio in downtown, uptown Charlotte.
Is that a thing?
Phantom Radio may contain adult-oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Well, hello, everybody. Phantom Radio podcast on RadioCharlotte.com. It's Ren. It is Friday, January 15th. Man, we're halfway through January 2021 already. These last 2 weeks have flown by. Been a little crazy at moments. We haven't talked about that yet. Yeah, things get a little loud again out there, aren't they? Kind of makes you wonder, huh? Kind of makes you think. Kind of makes you question what's going on out there. A lot of craziness. But that's the way the world's been for a little bit, and that's okay. It is what it is. You guys do your thing. I'm just going to hang out over here. Just going to watch from a distance and see how ridiculous all of you are being. You know, I was thinking earlier today, remember when you were a kid? You were always so excited about everything, man. All kinds of stuff. You'd love to play. You'd go outside and play. You'd play video games. You'd draw something, color in a coloring book. I mean, whatever it was that you did as a kid that you loved to do, it filled you with joy and happiness and excitement. As a kid, we didn't know any of those things like judgment and hate and greed and manipulation and all of that stuff that we see quite a bit today. Whatever happened to that side of us that liked to play? Is it still in there somewhere? Or was it kind of forced out of us? You know, there comes a time when society tells you, hey, it's time to get serious about life. Time to grow up. Can't have any fun anymore. Got to go to school and get a job and get married and pop out some kids and be mature. Okay, well, I get that. Yeah, you know, if that's what you want to do, great. That's awesome. Nothing wrong with getting serious about life and things that we should get serious about. But why can't we still play? What is it that society has against being silly and having fun and playing? Remember, you used to roll down a hill as a kid, laughing all the way down. You get it, run back up the hill, and roll right back down it again. Go sledding, ride a bike, go swimming in the pool, roller skating, whatever it was. We don't do any of that anymore. It's weird to me. Yeah, people ask me all the time, Ren, why are you so happy? Why are you in a good mood? Why do you look so young for everybody else your age? I mean, I'm not that old, but thank you for saying that. But the key to all that is being young at heart. Still connecting to that kid in you. And that's not, you know, being immature and, you know, not being serious about things, certain things in life. Not being an adult. But it's still having that part of you that likes to have fun. That likes to laugh and be silly and smile and play and hang out with friends. And we don't do enough of that anymore. I love it when I see couples being silly with each other. Just joking around and playing. I love that. I love that. I saw something not too long ago. I've seen it before, but it always makes me smile when I see it. It's a picture of a front door of a house, and there's a note on the door from a wife to a husband. I guess as he's coming home from work at the end of the day. And there's a Nerf gun sitting up against the door, and the note says, "Dear husband, here's a Nerf gun. I have the other one. The loser cooks dinner. May the odds be ever in your favor." And I love that. That's a couple that's going to be together for a long time. We have to play. We have to have that silliness. You know, we have to channel that kid inside of us. He or she is still there. A lot of us have just shut that side down. So that's what I want you to do this week. Sometime this week. Do something silly. Do something fun. Go roll down a hill. Go ride a bike. Go do something that you used to do as a kid that made you purely happy, that made you excited. Remember, you know how kids get so excited over things? When's the last time you've been that excited about something? That's what I want you to do, if you want to. You don't have to, but I bet if you do, you'll be glad you did. You'll feel a whole lot better. That was just something I was thinking about, and I wanted to kind of pass on to you. There's a lot of truth in that. Kind of lost touch with that kid inside of us. Need to find him again. But there's something I wanted to mention, I wanted to talk about. Now, you guys know me. When whenever I see or hear or read something, a certain theme that may seem random at the time, when I see it over and over and over, I stop and I think to myself, okay, all right, you're kind of showing this to me for a reason. What are you trying to tell me? What's the message here? What's the lesson? And what I've kept seeing over and over and over again is the word resilient. Now, I know the word. I know what it means. But I very rarely ever think about it. So I started to think to myself, okay, what is it with this word? What are you trying to tell me? What's the message here? I decided to look it up, look up the definition, just to see if there's anything new or anything that I have missed or not looking at it in a certain way. And I know being resilient is to cope and adapt. You know, it's something we all do, especially this last year. See, the official definition is the ability to recover quickly from difficulty. And I thought about that. I'm like, you know, I can see why that word would be popping up a lot lately. It kind of fits with the situation going on all last year and so far into 2021. The ability to recover quickly from difficulty. We all have resilience. Maybe not something that we think about that often. I mean, that's why it's been brought to my attention. And I felt I needed to share with you guys. I felt it's something that we all should bring back to our consciousness. I know many of you kind of hoped when New Year's came that everything would kind of go back to normal, whatever your version of normal was. But with everything that's been going on, it's hard for it all to just stop and go back to normal. It's obvious that through the experiences of 2020, we started to see some systems kind of begin to break down a little bit. And that just doesn't go away overnight. For things to truly change, some things have to break down. You know, that's just natural law of things. 2 weeks into January, 2021 has, you know, been a little loud out there already. A lot of strangeness going on in the world still. It seems like it's starting to build again. So that's something good for us to think about, being resilient. Because if the world does start to get loud, things start to get a little more chaotic, which they very well could do. Kind of feels like it might here soon. Maybe in the next week. Maybe before the end of the month. I mean, who knows? It's a weird vibe out there in the world right now. It's a weird energy out there. So resiliency is a good thing to keep in the back of your mind if things do start to get a little more chaotic. To be able to cope and adapt. And that's easy to do if you remain an observer and not let everything suck you into the middle of it. There are a lot of people out there that still get wrapped up in it all. I mean, get wrapped up deep in it all. You see it and hear about it every day. It's okay to feel fear and feel emotion. It's energy. It's natural. But we don't have to have the attachment to it. We don't have to let it suck us into the middle of it. We can observe it and go, yeah, that sucks. But we don't have to let it rule our lives, define our lives. We can keep a distance from it. Just like I've talked about the eye of a hurricane before. Being in the eye of a hurricane, you can see all the chaos and the storm and everything raging around you. Hardcore, man. But where you are, in the eye of the hurricane, the eye of the storm, it's always calm. And you're safe and you're protected. Sun shining. It's a good place to be. And it's a good thing for us to think about. So if this next week or this month or next month or, you know, the near future here starts to get a little crazy in the world, which it could, remember that. And just find your center. Feel your breath. Ground yourself. Acknowledge it, but don't become a part of it. Does that make sense? So have you ever thought about what life might be like without all the greed and the politics and the corruption and the manipulation and the hate and the judgment and the racism and all of that stuff? Can you imagine a world like that? I know we've never seen that before in our lifetime, except the way we perceive things as a kid, but more so in our teenage to adult life. We've never seen that kind of thing. It's always been around, always been in our faces. But what if we can have a world like that in this lifetime, on this planet? Think that's possible? No greed, no hate, no judgment, No manipulation. No politics. And instead have a world of joy and love and abundance and good health. Togetherness, unity, no judgment, no racism, equality, compassion, and feeling of rolling down a hill and laughing like a kid. Experiencing that childhood joy again. Do you think that's possible? Can you imagine it? If you stop and think about it, what that might be like? Sounds pretty good to me. You know, in the back of my mind, somewhere within me, deep within me, all of my life, I've kind of felt that. I felt that type of life, that type of world. And it almost, I don't know, it's kind of strange. It's like I've always felt it for the future, like we may experience something like that one day. But the feeling I had of it, it's almost like it's in the past, as if I've already experienced it. But that's always stayed with me for some reason. And I was kind of reminded of that recently. Made me kind of think about it again and the possibilities of that kind of world. There's something else I've been seeing and hearing about quite a bit. It keeps popping up from things I'll read or things I'll see or people I'll talk to, and again, even random people on the street overhearing conversations about it. Something that keeps popping up over and over again. So, okay, again, I get you. I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to get my attention. What are you trying to tell me? What's the deal with this? So what I've been seeing and hearing a lot of is talk about a new Earth. I'm like, wait, what? You guys building something that we don't know about? Are we going to jump on a spaceship and go to another planet? I mean, what are you talking about, new Earth? And I hear a lot of talk about a shift in consciousness, that we're going through a shift. Now, I've heard about this for quite a while now. It's not just recently. And this is a theme that keeps popping up over and over again. And it has since, I would say pretty consistently, since about June of 2020. So I'm thinking, okay, I mean, I can see that. We are amazing beings. And we're always evolving. So yeah, I could see that. It really has to do with a state of consciousness, a state of being. If we're all kind of on the same page, if we're all sick and tired of living in the mess that we've been living in, the chaos that's been going on, all of the negativity, I can see that. It's possible. It's plausible. So what would need to happen to bring a world like that into reality? Well, first, a lot of the systems that we have in place need to change. Our society is made up of systems, political systems, media systems, educational systems, monetary systems, governmental systems, healthcare systems. All these systems going on, they've been part of our lives for a very long time. I mean, really, our entire lives. It's what we know. So let me ask you, how many of these systems did you see in 2020 start to break down? Or how many of these systems did you become aware of and realize just how broken they are and how they're not really helping us as much as they'd like to say they are? Have you noticed it? There's quite a bit of them. So to have a world like that, a lot of these systems have to be replaced, because we can't go on any longer in this same cycle that we're in. A lot of people work so hard, sometimes multiple jobs, just to barely get by. They can never catch up. It's hard to get ahead. Always seem to be one step behind on everything. Even when you're really trying hard, 110%, to really make it, to do everything you can to move forward, always seems to be something that causes you to take one step back. I've experienced it. Every one of my friends, family, pretty much everybody in the country has experienced those kind of things, those kind of challenges dealing with the systems that are in place. So I started thinking about this theory of a new Earth. Started looking into it a little bit, doing some research on it. Hey, I'm curious, man. You know me. Gotta find out what's up. Sounds good. And I started thinking about a shift in consciousness. And I know I've kind of talked about it a little bit, maybe hinted around about it on some of my previous podcasts. Some of my guests may have brought it up or talked about it. And you're probably sitting there going, what the heck is he talking about? So science has already proven that we can shift our consciousness, our state of being. And I've talked about this before in previous podcasts about meditating or, again, doing things that bring you joy and make you happy. Your state of being, your brain waves can shift higher or lower depending on your state of being and what's going on. It's been measured. You know, we have an electromagnetic field around us. It's been measured. It's been proven. So does the Earth. You see that with like the Northern Lights, for example. When solar energy comes to the Earth, you see it as a glow in the sky. We have lightning storms all across the world, all the time, right now. Lots of lightning going on across the planet. And the Earth actually has a heartbeat. Did you know that? It's like a giant electrical current. The Earth's magnetic field, it's a set of energy waves or resonant frequencies. And we're connected with that. All living things are. There's a lot of things in the environment that can have an effect on human behavior. And I started thinking about that. I'm like, okay, I can kind of see where this whole thing is going. So let me look into it. Let me do a little bit more research. So what I discovered is this heartbeat of the Earth, this resonant frequency of the Earth, is actually called the Schumann resonance. And all life on this planet is calibrated to the frequency of the planet. Everything from our brain waves and biorhythms to our state of consciousness are directly correlated to the Earth's frequencies. It's a fact. We have to match with the Earth's frequencies. If we didn't, we couldn't survive on it. So that's just one of the ways that we're deeply connected with the Earth. We may not think about it or realize it, but that's the truth to it. So I found out something pretty interesting about the Schumann resonance. That it's always been steady around 7.83 hertz, or about 7.8 cycles per second. That's the way it's always been. That's the resonant frequency of the Earth, and in turn, us as human beings. But in 2017, it began to accelerate to around 15 to 25 hertz levels. And this has never been seen before in written history. So what that shows is that the Earth is shifting her vibration. This is a big deal. Since all of us are calibrated to the frequency of the Earth, it means that we are shifting our vibration too. We have to, if we want to evolve with the Earth and be able to stay on the Earth. So naturally, we adapt as well. When that frequency of the Earth changes, ours changes too. Maybe not as quickly, but we do catch up to it. And science is saying that the sun and our entire solar system is changing too. The frequencies are changing. So I was thinking about human consciousness and states of being. There's a lot of proof that we've all experienced when it comes to having a higher energetic frequency or a lower vibration. We can feel it. It's energy. For example, you've been in a great mood before. One of those kind of moods that can't get you down. Nothing can bother you. And you go about your day, somebody could be rude to you at work, cut you off on the highway, whatever it may be, does not bother you at all. Because your energy level is at a higher vibrational state. So that lower energy, that negative energy, can't bother you as much, if at all, because it's not a vibrational match to the level where you are. And if you're in a bad mood, everything bothers you, including people who are in a good mood. You're in a lower vibrational state. And we can affect the energy in others as well, as a collective. Think about if you're just having a bad day, just one of those days, you're having a bad day, and your friends want you to go hang out with them 9-9, you're like, I don't know, man, I just kind of want to stay at home. But they talk you into it, and you go. And they're all in a good mood, and they're happy, and they're having a good time, and you're having a little pity party by yourself in the corner. But by the end of the night, you're feeling better. And you're probably saying to yourself, man, I'm really glad I went out tonight. I feel so much better. Or the flip side of that. If you're in a good mood and you go hang out with friends that are all bummed out and bitching and complaining about everything, it can start to bring you down. You can feel it start to pull you, that energy. Like, man, I can't hang out with you guys. I can't do it. You're bumming me out. This collective consciousness and energy of the group is the vibrational frequency of the group as a whole. That collective energy of your group raises or lowers depending on how many you're vibrating at what energy level. That's one reason I love going to concerts and music festivals. Everybody in the crowd's having fun, listening to music in a good mood. Even if you go and you're in a bad mood or you're not feeling well, you're going to have a good time. Because that collective energy of the entire crowd will raise or lower depending on how many of those people are vibrating at what energy level. If the majority of the group is having a good time, chances are you're going to have a good time too. I know you've experienced that. I know you know what I'm talking about. It's physics. So knowing and truly understanding that can really help change the world. Think about it. The more people are happy and positive and feeling that joy and that love and that compassion, it starts to shift humanity as a collective more towards that positive side. Because if the majority of the people are in a higher vibration, the lower vibrational energy can't match it. And two things can happen. Either it crumbles and kind of fades away, or it transforms and raises. It's just physics. Quantum physics shows something with a specific or similar energetic frequency and vibration will attract only what matches it, and therefore becomes a part of its reality. And again, goes back to being in a really good mood and somebody said something rude to you, but it doesn't affect you. It can't affect you. It's not a vibrational match. That lower energy, that lower frequency and vibration isn't in the same spectrum as you, and therefore it can't affect you. So if the Earth's frequency and vibration is raising, and ours is raising along with it, those lower negative vibrational energies won't be able to affect us in the same way that they have for so long. So that greed, fear, worry, corruption, judgment, dishonesty, manipulation, control, racism, all these things that we see and know so well as we begin to shift into a higher state of consciousness won't affect us anymore. They won't be a part of our lives. Sounds pretty good to me. I'm on board. I like this so far. Okay, tell me more. Let's go back to the Schumann resonance. So if the Schumann resonance is the resonant frequency, the energy of the Earth, and it's starting to fluctuate, what could be causing that? Well, a couple of things. First thing that came to my mind was solar activity. And yeah, I know the sun is in a part of its cycle where it's more active right now. We have seen some solar flares and things like that happening recently. That could do it. But we've also moved into a place in the universe, our whole solar system has, where there's more of these energies. It's just part of our journey around our galaxy, going around in a circle. So aside from solar flares, solar activity, what else is out there that could affect us, that could cause the Earth's vibration to rise like that, to increase? It's a lot of energies coming from other galactic sources, like other galaxies or gamma ray bursts, supernovas, a lot of things out there that could affect that. And we're seeing an increase in that where we are in our place in the universe right now. Can do some research. You'll see some stories about it out there. So I started to dig a little bit deeper with this Schumann resonance. I started to look at some charts based on the energy that's coming to the planet and how it's affecting the Earth and its electromagnetic field and starting to raise the frequency. And I noticed looking at the charts for a while now, there have been some spikes showing up in the Schumann resonance. Some days will be pretty calm, staying around that 7.83 hertz level. And then there may be a burst where it goes up to 25, 35, which it's done in the last few weeks. It's been very active since somewhere around December 21st or 17th, 18th, I think, is when started seeing it a lot more consistently. It's kind of a back and forth right now. And some days I feel it. Man, on the 6th, when all that went down up at the Capitol that morning, I woke up and I felt some intense energy in the world. Kind of makes sense after seeing what happened later on in the day. Some days I wake up and it's, you know, business as usual. Some days I wake up and I'm like, man, there's some intense energy going on right now. What's happening? And I thought about those days and I looked at the charts of the Schumann resonance and saw that there were spikes happening. they may not happen very long, may still kind of even itself out to around that normal frequency level, but sometimes those spikes come through and we can feel it. I've talked to a lot of people that have felt it. They brought it up to me. I didn't ask them about it. I'm like, oh yeah, me too. Ask somebody else. Oh yeah, me too. So people are starting to feel these energies coming in. It really is a back and forth. And the more I think about it, the more I think, well, if the frequency of the earth is rising and if we rise along with it, we can't handle it all at once if it just raised and changed overnight. That would be very difficult for us. We're not used to it. So this back and forth is helping us kind of get used to these different energies. If, in fact, our frequency and vibration is raising, if our consciousness is raising. And you know me, I'm very open. I'm very spiritual. I'm very open to possibilities and thinking of these kind of things. I love deep conversations about the universe and what can be and the future and, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff. But I'm also very grounded. So sometimes I have to have some proof. And we're humans. It's okay to need validation with some things sometimes. So it's like the more I started looking into this, the more I started seeing some proof that things were happening. So it's a combination of recorded fact, scientific fact, and theory. I woke up this morning and I was feeling that heavy, intense energy. I'm like, man, you know, I hope everything is cool. I mean, it didn't seem bad. It wasn't negative. It was just I could tell. I could feel the intensity of it. So I went to a couple of different sites and looked at the graphs that show the current level of the Schumann resonance. And there had been a burst of energy that had come from Earth that maxed out at a power of 50. And the weird thing about that is there are two locations mainly that study this and keep an eye on this. One is in Russia, one is in Italy. And after that spike of 50, everything went offline. Nothing was registering anymore after that. It was really odd. Can't explain it. Don't know why. Just very, very odd. So the report said, very strange situation in Tomsk, which is in Russia. Just before this update, the graphs reported an amplitude peak to power 50 shortly after 4 UTC. At the next update, this was deleted, leaving a blank space ranging from 3 to 9 UTC. It would seem data manipulation, but the motive is not understood. It's not clear why the spike at power 50 was canceled from all charts. Strange. So I know many of you out there listening right now know about all of this. And based on your comments and some emails I've received from you, I could tell that you're kind of familiar with a lot of this. But there's still a lot of people that aren't, that have never heard of any of this. And I thought it was important to share. And as I always say, think about it and figure out your truth behind it. I'm very curious about this whole thing, so I'm looking deeper into it and trying to figure it out myself, finding my truth, how I feel about the whole thing. But don't ever take what I say as fact. It's important for you to do your own research and figure it out. I could be wrong, but all this is very curious to me, and I just have a feeling about the whole thing, so I thought it would be pretty cool to share. So many of you out there know Dr. Joe Dispenza, Dr. Joe, very well known, very cool dude. And he was asked about the Schumann resonance recently. And somebody asked him, does the Schumann resonance affect consciousness? And Dr. Joe said, increases in frequency create increases in consciousness. And when our consciousness increases, we have greater awareness. And that's what gamma brain waves are. Gamma brain waves, which can be more than twice as high as high beta brain waves, represent an aroused state in the brain. However, they're not connected to the survival states of emergency mode, which we've talked about before, but they're correlated with a kind of super consciousness and awareness, as well as higher amounts of love and compassion. As the Earth goes through her metamorphosis, maybe we too have to transition through this time of emotional intensity related to beta brain waves, before we can enter a new consciousness of gamma brainwave states. And wouldn't that upgrade our nervous system and expand our perception and awareness of reality? Dr. Joe Dispenza. Pretty fascinating. Seems like Dr. Joe's been looking into this too. So it seems like this direction of the planetary evolution is correlating to the higher energy frequency of love and compassion. So maybe it's our time to choose love over fear. Over the fear, over the anger, over the hate, over the greed. All of those feelings that vibrate at a lower frequency that doesn't match the rising frequency of the planet. Seems like there's a lot of fear and anger and hate and greed and control and manipulation going on out there right now, huh? Maybe a little louder than normal. Almost seems like it's on purpose, huh? So as Dr. Joe was saying, to be able to transition and raise our level of consciousness, we have to go through a few things to be able to do that. We have to let go of those lower negative vibrational things like the fear and the hate and the depression and the greed and all that stuff that's out there right now. And to be honest, that's kind of why I've been talking about in previous podcasts so much, dealing with emotional traumas and ways to work through them and get them out of your system, let them go, learn from them. Start to clean out your closet of all this junk. It's just another little puzzle piece for the big picture for you. So maybe that's starting to make a little more sense now, why I was talking about that. And that's why so many of us are having such a hard time with all these emotions these days. All of those old emotional traumas, the feelings of guilt and regret and all the things that we've been holding on to for a long time are coming to the surface and working their way out. They can no longer exist in a higher frequency. And this whole acceleration isn't meant to do us in or cause us harm or anything like that. It's not a bad thing at all. It's a good thing, actually. It's a wake-up call for us to be aware, to be conscious about it, and take that quantum evolutionary leap along with the planet. And science has already proven that the energy of love and compassion upgrades our biochemistry and well-being on all levels. Just like Dr. Joe said, increases in frequency create increases in consciousness. And when consciousness increases, we have greater awareness as well as higher amounts of love and compassion. So it's a natural change. And this shift we're going through by upping our frequency will activate more of our brain. Remember how we've always been told we only use about 10% of our brain? I mean, why don't we even have the other 90%? What's it there for? Why is it there? Maybe now we're starting to find out. This shift, this upgrade could activate more aspects of our DNA. Again, remember how we've been told we only have 2 active DNA strands and everything else is junk DNA. Why would we have junk DNA? Doesn't make a lot of sense. So we have 12 strands of DNA. So if a shift like this in consciousness will activate more aspects of our DNA, what can this unlock within us? Maybe more advanced perceptual abilities. I mean, we all have intuition. We all have those gut feelings. We all have those, for lack of a better term, psychic abilities. We all have them, every single one of us, naturally. And most of us had them when we were kids. There just came a point in life when we started to turn that switch off to kind of fit in with society and the way society told us we should be. But it's there. It may unlock new ways for us to relate to each other instead of being so judgmental, and which is a lower vibrational emotion, can't exist anymore. So we may see each other and be able to relate in different ways. Maybe there will be huge medical breakthroughs, scientific breakthroughs, new ways to travel, new ways to perceive, new ways to heal, to communicate with all life. It's a quantum leap in evolution. And you may be feeling some of these swings, you know, again, one day maybe in a great mood, I mean, just like on top of the world, the next day maybe feeling bummed out. Just know it's normal. It's part of the process. It's helping us to adjust to it. And I've heard of people having interesting symptoms like being exhausted or being full of energy or just being so hungry one day you can't stop eating, the next day you don't want anything. Or little tiny pressure headaches that seem to pop up and go away. Ringing in the ears. And I'm hearing this from a lot of people and reading about this in a lot of places. I was having some of these symptoms and I wasn't quite sure what they were. I didn't really think much about it. Sometimes we get pressure headaches, sometimes being ringing in the ears, sometimes we're tired. But when you start reading and hearing more and more people talking about these same exact things, it really makes you think. So to help this process and have more of those joy-filled days, we have to intentionally bring our personal and collective human vibration to the higher frequencies of love. Okay, Ren, that sounds good. How do we do that? It's very easy. And I've said this before. Do the things that make you happy. Do the things that bring you joy. Do the things that bring you excitement, just like you did as a kid. And be grateful for those things. Gratitude is huge. In the busyness and the chaos of life, we tend to not really focus as much on the things that we're grateful for. But every single one of us have a lot of things to be grateful for. If we take some time out, and it doesn't have to be more than a couple of minutes every day, to think about those things that we have in our lives that we're grateful for. I do it in the morning when I get up. Sometimes if I'm still laying in bed, sometimes as I'm making my coffee or taking a shower, whatever it may be. Early in the morning is better for me because that's before the day gets a hold of you, you know, and you're being pulled in all kinds of different directions or have a lot going on. In the morning is best for me. Some people like to do it at night before they go to bed. Or maybe there's a quiet time during the day that you have. But think about the things that you're grateful for. Like a roof over your head. Or the fact that you've been able to keep a job through all of this going on last year. Or that you're able to eat every day. Or that you're healthy. Or that you have people in your life that truly care about you, friends or family. Or that you're able to do the things that you love to do and enjoy. So many things to be grateful for. If you take the time, even just a couple of minutes every day, to think about those things that you're grateful for, guarantee you that you'll start to see more of those joy-filled days, those higher vibrational days. They'll be more consistent. You'll be in a different state of being. And love is a state of being. Now, I'm not talking about being in love with someone like that. I mean, that counts too. It's the same energy, same state of being. But I'm talking about love in general, love and compassion. When I talk about a shift in consciousness, love refers to a state of being, which is more of your natural self. Many of you may think differently, but it is. Like as a kid, we come into this world in that love, that unconditional love state of being. It's as we start to get older, start to become more of a part of society, being taught how you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to live, and that lens you see life through starts to get a little bit cloudy. That energy, frequency, and vibration of that lens determines how you think, how you feel, how you act, and how you react to what's going on around you. Again, when you're in a good mood, negative things don't bother you. In a bad mood, everything bothers you. You attract like a magnet things that match your state of being. You ever heard that saying, misery loves company? It's true. You attract it. You want to bring everybody down to your level so you have some company, one big pity party. You can all sit around and bitch about the world. And the world and the people in it are, again, like I've said before, like a mirror showing you your state of being. If all of the mess and the chaos in the world is still sucking you into the middle of it and triggering you, it means there's still some things to work on within yourself. You're still holding on to some negative energies somewhere deep down. As we begin to move more into that higher consciousness, that higher vibration and frequency, more of that love state of being, you may notice that some friends or people you were close to may not relate to them as much as you once did. You may not feel as much of a connection. You may not talk to them as much. They may kind of start to disappear from your life for a bit. And that's because your frequency and vibration is moving higher, and they still may be stuck in a lower vibration that isn't as much of a match as it once was. And you heard that saying, we're just not on the same level anymore. Where do you think that saying comes from? You aren't on the same vibrational level with them anymore. And it may be causing miscommunication or misunderstanding. You may not share the same interest as much anymore. And that, too, is just a natural part of this whole process. But you may find that you reconnect later when their vibration and their state of being begins to change and move higher as well. But let me be clear so you fully understand. This doesn't make any of us greater than or less than anyone else. We're all equal. We're all going through this. We're all exactly where we're supposed to be individually and as a collective. We all have our own individual journey and we'll all get there. We will all raise our vibration. If in fact that's what's happening. All living things have to raise that vibration to be in resonance with the earth. If the earth's vibration is changing. So this is not a competition in any way or any way to divide us at all. Got it? Sure? Okay, good. So we'll make sure you understand that. We're all on the same team here. And I wanted to talk about this. I know it's a little strange. I don't 100% understand it myself, but I guess it's something I've been feeling for a while, a lot longer than 2020. It's like I've always felt somewhere deep within me that there was going to be some kind of shift in humanity. And again, if this resonates with you, great. Do some research on it. Look into it for yourself. Find your own truth. Find your own thoughts and feelings about it, you know? If it doesn't resonate with you, that's cool too. It's just something I've been feeling lately and looking into and definitely hearing a lot about from all different areas, from all different people and places. So it got me curious. And I love having deep conversations about the universe and all kinds of crazy things. So I wanted to share all of this with you. So this may help all of us understand a little bit more what's going on. And when we become more conscious and aware about it, that's when we begin to change. It's one reason I'm doing this. Again, many of you listening may already know a lot about this. Maybe there's some things you can educate me on about this. Maybe a lot of you have been feeling some of these energies and some of these side effects that coincide with all of this and kind of wondering what's going on. So I'm hoping that this will explain some of it to help you understand or at least make you curious to go and do some research on your own. So when we start living more in that state of love, that state of being that is love, that higher state of consciousness, aside from being in a better mood, being happy, less judgmental, more positive, it can also bring on more creativity. You may have noticed that the urge to create more, especially if you're an artist. It's about compassion, joy, trust, collaboration, inner peace. Now, a loving state of being is not about being naive and in denial. There are two important things that also go along with it. Discernment and having healthy boundaries. Being an observer, especially in the world that can be getting a little more chaotic these days. There's still going to be fear. There's still going to be all that mess going on out there. And you can still feel the fear when it's appropriate. It's how we stay safe. It's energy. But the key is to feel those emotions, feel that fear without having the attachment to it. And there may be a lot more of that fear coming down the line. Some more of that chaos, some more of that craziness. It's all of those systems that we've known all too well. Again, all of those types of energy are lower vibrational energies. So they can no longer exist in a world if we are shifting. So if we are beginning to move into a higher state of consciousness and raising that frequency and vibration, all of those lower energy systems won't be able to affect us in the same way as they have before. Again, they aren't the same vibrational match anymore. We may start to see all the ways that we've been blind in the past and how these systems have kept us in a lower vibrational energy, kept us full of fear and worry. So if we're raising our vibration, and those things can no longer be a vibrational match to us. And again, this is physics. That's when those systems will start to break down. They cannot exist in a higher vibrational world. It's impossible. And when those systems begin to break down, they're going to get very loud. Starting to see them get a little loud already this year. They want to divide us against each other, pull us back down into the fear and the hate and the control where they thrive. And think about it. Think about the events of 2020, now into 2021. Who has been the loudest and making the most noise? And just to be clear, I'm not talking about separate political parties specifically. I don't buy into that narrative. I don't buy into all that they want you to buy into to choose a side. I'm neutral when it comes to that. Choosing a side in that whole arena separates us. It brings division and hate and all of the nonsense that we've been seeing all over the place for the last year and a half. People get so angry and full of hate when it comes to that. Choosing sides. The truth is, both sides are the same side, energetically and vibrationally. You're probably already starting to see and understand that. A lot of people have started to delete their social media accounts, turn off the news, stay away from all that mess because of all the negativity. And it's not about sides. It's about that whole system making everybody crazy. And many people no longer resonate with that drama, that anger, that hate, and that lower vibrational energy because they're starting to shift. So there's no need to be anywhere around it. As we raise our consciousness, we won't want to be a part of those systems any longer. So our lives are going to change. Our behaviors and beliefs are going to change. We'll even start educating and raising our children differently. We'll start to treat each other differently. And society as a whole will change. And for centuries, people have believed what they are told. Some have questioned, but most have obeyed and accepted it because that's what they were taught. Or they went along with it out of fear. As we raise our vibration and consciousness, we'll all begin to wake up more and see what's been going on. It's kind of like getting out of a toxic relationship. When you start to distance yourself from it, you begin to see just how bad that relationship was for you. And you might even ask yourself, what the heck did I ever see in them anyway? Have you ever been in a relationship or know someone who was in a relationship with someone who was a narcissist or sociopath? The narcissist thrives on control. When they start to lose their control over someone or someone's mind, they start to throw a loud, dramatic temper tantrum like a spoiled brat. It's because they know they're losing their control. It's when all of these systems that have been in place, been in control of our lives, and in a way created our realities, begin to lose that control over us, they too start to throw a temper tantrum, and it can get really loud. And that's kind of what we're seeing right now. It may feel very chaotic right now in the world. Could possibly become more chaotic fairly soon. That's because we're feeling these systems begin to break down and the energy shifting. We're moving into a higher consciousness and having a hard time letting go of the old. That's all we've known. It's hard to do that. And it may feel confusing. It may be a bit painful. That's because we're starting to see all of the things that we didn't want to see or want to admit to ourselves about our society and the systems that have been manipulating us for years. It's like as a human race, as a whole, we're dealing and working through one big emotional trauma, all as one. But just like dealing with an individual emotional trauma, we're going to work through it. We'll learn from it. We'll release it from our lives. Right now, we're moving out of our comfort zones and we're growing. Just like with many things in life, we have to let go of the old to make room for the new if we do want a new world. Have to clean out that closet before you can get more clothes to put in there. So once we let go of the old and start to embrace the new, we will all realize that we're in a much better, much happier place. Closer to that world that we want to live in. So in a way, you can kind of say there are two timelines right now, one of a higher frequency and one of a lower frequency. It's almost like, from what I've heard a couple of people call it, a battle of good versus evil. And those that have begun to evolve can see it. And as the world begins to become more intense and more chaotic, you might find yourself getting caught up in all of it again. Feeling that fear and anger and even disbelief. Some of your belief systems may be challenged. But I want you to remember that all of this is just part of the process. It's part of the process of changing the world. So again, try to just be an observer. Try to stay in the eye of the hurricane. You can allow your body to feel it because it is energy. It is natural. But again, you don't have to connect with it. If you allow it to pull you back down into that lower vibration, you may have an emotional response. You may lash out and react. You may be mean to other people when you really don't mean to be. That's the old way of doing things. So be an observer. Be conscious about it, but without the attachment to it. Stay grounded. Stay centered. When you feel yourself having that emotional response, find your center. Find your breath. Find your gratitude. Know that everything is going to be okay. It already is okay. Realize that you are in control of your emotions and how you react. Focus on the internal, not the external. And many around you may be caught up in all of it. All the chaos, all the fear, all of the craziness. And you being grounded will help others cope. That resiliency that we talked about earlier. All of us are navigating this whole thing as one big human collective. And we all have a role to play. We are all here for a reason right now. And deep down, you know this. You've always known this. Many people began to have a spiritual awakening in 2020. Many woke up years ago. But 2021 will be the spiritual awakening for those that have still been holding on to the illusion. Everybody has their point, that line that makes you stop and say, wait a minute, something doesn't feel right about this. Something doesn't add up. For a lot of people, that was 2020. The masks, shutdown, separation, testing, COVID numbers, the media, facts and stories that seem to change every day. Something doesn't feel right about this whole thing. And for many people, that time is coming soon where they may stop and think, wait a minute. Maybe I have been lied to this whole time. And that is the moment they wake up. So if you are awake and out there, have compassion for those who haven't yet. And if you haven't yet, have compassion for those of us who have. We're all on the same team. We're all on the same journey. And we're all going to get there together. Having compassion for everybody's experiences during this time will help all of us get through it together. So inhale and exhale. Everything is going to be okay. Actually, it's going to turn out better than okay. You'll see. So imagine that world on this earth, in this life, where there's no greed, no hate, no judgment, no racism, no fear, no worry, no manipulation. And instead, a world of joy and happiness, love, compassion, abundance, good health, technological breakthroughs, free clean energy, togetherness, equality, unity. And feeling that excitement, that joy, that happiness like you did as a kid when you're rolling down a hill and laughing. It sounds like a pretty good world to me. I think we can do it. Maybe we are heading that direction. Maybe that is what's going on. I'd definitely be okay with that. So I guess we'll see. But either way, if we love each other, if we have compassion for each other, if we support each other, watch out for each other, try and understand each other more. Instead of being divided and choosing sides over ridiculous things, let's all find the things that we have in common. Let's all share the things that we're grateful for. All the ways that we're connected. And just that little bit right there is enough to make it a better place to live, a better world to live in. And I think we all like that thought, that idea. So let's all try to do better about that. Cool? Cool. So I hope you guys have a great night. Enjoy the weekend. Stay well, stay safe, stay warm, stay resilient, and love each other. And I'll talk to you soon. Good night, Blue Eyes.